WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Public health experts warning about a surge in measles in the U.S.
An elementary school near Fort Lauderdale is now reporting 5 students with measles. Meanwhile, 9 cases have been reported in the Philadelphia area since December, all involving unvaccinated people. So far this year, at least 1 case has been reported in 12 states. Measles spreads in the air when an infected person coughs or sneezes. Symptoms include fever, cough, runny nose, and a distinctive rash. But severe cases can lead to brain swelling, pneumonia, or even death.
ABC's Allison Cusick. Big doings in banking. Capital One announced that Discover and it are merging, an all-stock deal in excess of $35 billion. 37 million people across California are under flood alerts from the latest atmospheric river storm to hit the state. 2 to 5 inches of rain for lower elevations. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin has new legislative district maps. Governor Tony Evers signing those he submitted, which were passed last week by the Republican-controlled legislature.
They're my maps, nothing more and nothing less.
The maps will be in place for fall elections and are likely to weaken the gerrymandered legislative majorities Republicans have enjoyed for more than a decade. Local elections around Wisconsin on Tuesday, voters will go to the polls to select mayors, city and county elected representatives, and school board members. 3 people were found dead at a home near Madison Sunday night. Middleton police are investigating, and no details have been released as of yet. And in Dodge County, 2 deaths under investigation, 1 at the Emergency Urgent Care Department at Prairie Ridge Health, the hospital in Columbus. The other is just outside Columbus. Police believe they are connected.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and quite a bit warmer today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Thursday, sunshine with a high of 51. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder.
Traveled so far to change this lonely life.
more.
That's the power of love. 99.7 Max FM.
Comes for me.
99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget about the 5th Annual FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. The drawing is going to take place on Saturday, February 17th at 10 a.m. at the Baraboo High School. Make sure you get those tickets, and you do not need to be present to win. 10 different meat bundles are going to be given away, ranging in price from $50 all the way to $275, plus the grand prize, a Blackstone Grill package worth $375. Tickets are just $5 each or $20 for five tickets, also helping out a great cause. Make sure you contact the Baraboo FFA alumni by checking them out on Instagram or Facebook to get your tickets.
Prairie Plumbing and Heating is proud to recognize the past, present, and future members of the Sauk Prairie FFA. Prairie Plumbing and Heating has served the area for 66 years, providing excellent service and free estimates for residential and commercial customers. Call Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 643-8531.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice. Because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.